So Skine said he started this drive on one play in the third quarter and the rest of them in the fourth quarter. Just a long time-consuming drive, 55 yards and 12 plays, over 5 minutes off the clock. And Scott City were just continuing to pound their way down the field there, and they'd put the final dagger in with 6:49 to go, and it'd be Brandon Winterland touchdown run yet once again.
This is a five-plus minute drive here. Fourth and goal for the Beavers at the one. Under seven to go. Kanoff Winterland right side in. Touchdown for the second time tonight. Three possessions for the Beavers in this half. Three touchdowns, and they go up 40 to nothing with 6:49 to go in the game.
Alexis Reyes, PAT, made it 41-0. Scott City there with 6:49 to go. Russell had actually put together a pretty decent drive. A lot of second-teamers in there for Scott City. A lot of C-teamers as well, freshmen, sophomores in there, getting some playing time on Friday night there with the wide march. And Russell would have one big play of about 25 yards. Actually, yeah, about 30 yards to the 49-yard line of Scott City on a pass play. But the Beaver defense would have one stand here in the fourth quarter with the second team in there with about 3.5 to go.
Fourth down here tonight. They're at the 46 of Scott City, 41-0 play fake. Here's Somm under pressure. Breaks, goes by one. Still throws it up for a jump ball situation, and it's going to be out of bounds. And Walston tried to dive for it about 3 yards out of bounds. But a good stop by mostly second team in there. Nash Novak in there as well as Josh Jacobson in there as well with pressure and turnover on downs here in this fourth quarter.
So after that turnover on downs, Scott City leading 41-0, about 3.5 to go. They would end up running out the clock. The junior varsity team was in there and ran the ball pretty good. I even had one very solid pass play for about 20 yards. And got it down inside the five. A penalty would kill the drive for Scott City, but then the game ended that inside the five-yard line. Time ran off, and it was a 41-0 win for Scott City. Fifth win of the year. They improved to 4-0 in the series all time against the Russell Broncos. Russell dropped to 0-5 on the year. We have post-game comments with assistant coach Landon Frank and final numbers coming up here in our next segment here on WesternKansasNews.com.